One of the Taken brought shovels. Snow began to fly. We took turns, nobody exempt. It was a bitch of a job, and became more so when we reached the buried scrub growth. It got worse when we reached frozen earth. We had to go slow. The lady said Bowman's was barely covered. It went on, it seemed, forever. Dig and dig and dig. We uncovered a withered humanoid thing the lady assured us was Bowman's. My shovel clicked against something my last turn. I bent to examine it, thinking it a rock. I brushed frosty earth away and dived out of that hole, whirled, pointed. The lady went down. Laughter drifted upward. Croker found the dragon. His jaw, anyway. I kept on retreating toward our carpet. Something huge vaulted it, trailing a basso snarl. I flung myself to one side, into snow that swallowed me. There were cries, growls. When I emerged, it was over. I glimpsed Toadkiller Dog clearing the carpet in retreat, more than a little scarred. The lady and Taken had been ready for him. "Why didn't somebody warn me?" I whined.
"He could have read you. I'm just sorry we didn't cripple him."
Two Taken, probably of the male vice, lifted Bowman's. He was stiff as a statue, yet there was that about him which even I could sense. A spark or something. No one could have mistaken him for dead. Into a carpet he went. The anger in the mound had been a trickle, barely sensed, like the buzzing of a fly across a room. It smacked us now, one hard hammer stroke reeking of madness. Not an iota of fear informed it. That thing had an absolute confidence in its ultimate victory. We were but delays and irritants. The carpet carrying Bowman's departed. Then another. I settled into my place and willed the lady to hurry me away. A spate of snarling and yelling broke out toward town. Brilliant light slashed through the snowfall. I knew it, I growled, one fear realized. Toadkiller Dog had found One Eye and Goblin. Another carpet lifted. The lady boarded ours, closed the dome. Fools, she said. What were they doing? I said nothing. She did not see. Her attention was on the carpet, which was not behaving as it should. Something seemed to pull it toward the great barrow. But I saw Tracker's ugly face passed at eye level. He carried the son of the tree. Then Toadkiller Dog reappeared, stalking Tracker. Half the monster's face was gone. He ran on three legs, but he was plenty enough to take Tracker apart. The lady saw Toadkiller Dog. She spun the carpet. Systematically, she loosed its 8 30-foot shafts. She did not miss. And yet, dragging the missiles, engulfed in flame, Toadkiller Dog crawled into the great tragic river. He went under and did not come up.
That'll keep him out of the way for a while.
Not 10 yards away, oblivious, Tracker was clearing the peak of the great barrow so he could plant his sapling.
"Idiots," the lady murmured. "I'm surrounded by idiots. Even the tree is a dolt."
She would not explain. Neither did she interfere. I sought traces of One Eye and Goblin as we flew homeward.